We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time for the Wide Nine. We do this each and every week. We look back, we look ahead, we talk football. Hosted as always by the Governator.
Yes.
Thomas,
what's up, boys?
Milliken. Tom, what do you got for us today, my friend?
Well, we're going to start off with college. We'll get to the lines in a little bit. And
why?
Then, just some, because that's what we do.
That's okay. What we do.
It's in our contracts.
Michigan won by 25 on Saturday against SMU, but some fans are really ticked at a, quote, conservative offense. Others think the defense is not playing as advertised. Are these fair criticisms, and have the last 2 weeks given you any hope that they can beat Michigan State or Ohio State?
Fair criticisms, absolutely. Both are very fair. I don't know what's wrong with the defense. I'm curious as to, you know, obviously they look great against Western. I do think they are kind of easing into Shea Patterson. They're not easing Shea Patterson in. They're easing into the idea that they have a quarterback who can do a lot more. And I think as the stakes are raised, he will do more. So, yes, they have hope. I mean, look, they've played with Michigan State each of the last 3 years. They played with Ohio State the last couple of years. I mean, last year they were totally undermanned against Ohio State and had a shot in that one in Ann Arbor. So, yeah, of course they have a chance.
I think the criticism is fair, especially when you're sitting there watching them go, you know, 2 yards, 2 yards into the middle of the line. But I think they're holding stuff back. I think some of it also wants to build some confidence for the offensive line that they could even do something against an undermanned SMU team, which they couldn't. Defensively, yeah, they are not as playing as well. I mean, we were sitting there Saturday saying, when was the last time Rashawn Gary's name was mentioned? Oh, maybe once or twice. Solomon's out and may be out for a while, so that hurts. Ooh. And by the way, I don't think they can beat Ohio State, but they're as good as Michigan State. They're close. This has nothing to do with the Michigan State game.
I think, real quick, the tell-all game is going to be the Northwestern game. They should go in there, and they should beat them significantly.
What?
Yeah, I mean, Northwestern, seriously. I mean, I'm sorry, Jamie. I know you might take this personal, but to me, if Michigan can't dominate that game, win by a couple scores, that's a red flag. All right, after SMU picked off Shea Patterson in the red zone on Saturday, they unveiled a turnover crown and goblet. At what point will turnover trophies get out of hand if they haven't already?
I don't know what the next step would be. I saw a video of it. That's pretty cool. I love the fact what Boise State did with the turnover throne. Obviously, Miami started with the chain. I'm seeing turnover chains in high school now as well. That might be a little bit overboard. But I say have fun with it. Who cares? Unless it gets, you know, you with a message that's, you know, downgrading.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is to me like kind of like Oregon's uniforms. I think they're too much. There's too many of them, whatever. But if the kids like them, the team likes it, that's not for us to say. So it's going to keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
What should the Lions turnover trophy be?
I will never see it.
Just kidding. That was like soft serve right there. Right. Layup, man. No, I just threw you a lob from half court.
It should be a yellow flag.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, yeah. That's what it is. Get the yellow flag.
Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma appear to be the class of college football. Would you take four of those five teams as the four teams that would make the playoff, or do you think somebody will crack that and get in?
I'm going to go with history and say college football is as unpredictable as any sport, except for the fact that Alabama is always good. And there's always that one team when you think that every team's on a collision course. Somebody always sneaks in. So somebody always upsets the apple cart. So I'm going to go ahead and take the field instead of those five.
The only one who really, right now, look, it's still early, that could crack that would be LSU or maybe, in a weird way, West Virginia. But I'm going to take four of those five. Alabama's a lock. I think Ohio State is also a lock, unless Bosa's out for the season. I know he's not playing this week against Tulane. Between Georgia, Clemson, and Oklahoma, I think two of those three are going to get in, unless, you know, Georgia has to play LSU and Auburn as well before the SEC championship game, so they could suffer a loss. But yeah, I'm going to take the four out of the five.
I agree with you on LSU. Seems to be they have a little magic going, even though I'm not the biggest Orgeron fan long term.
Why not?
I think the other team, and they've looked weird at times, but it's Notre Dame. Schedule isn't super hard. They've got some
right. USC's not that good this year.
Stanford will be a toughie for them. All right, there was a lot of talk last week that the Lions quit against the Jets. Some, including myself, thought that would carry over to the 49ers game. Do you put the talk of a divided locker room to rest, or do you think it could still rear its ugly head if they continue to lose?
If they start keep losing and 0-9, 0-10, something like that, yeah, it could get ugly, but I don't think it will. I've seen it before where you have offense versus defense. I don't think that's going to happen here because there's fault to go on both sides of the ball. Then you would have it towards the new regime. I think everything will be okay. They'll suck, but they'll be peacefully sucking.
Well, what they did is they extended for a week, right? Because they went out and they showed a little bit of fight in the second half against the 49ers. So the whole mutiny is gone for 1 week. It will be right back here next week if there's more effect, if you see that on the field against the Patriots. So I think this is going to be a storyline to watch throughout the season, because then you're going to get into would free agents want to come play here for Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn.
Yeah, and you're going to get in, especially if it's like 0-4 after Dallas. I mean, everybody thinks they're going to lose this week, but, you know, if it gets ugly, if it's like 27-7 at the half or something, yikes.
Yep.
People may start talking. All right, Matthew Stafford has completed 61% of his passes through two games. His QB rating, which I prefer over QBR, is just 76.6, which is 27th in the NFL. What the heck is wrong with Stafford?
I just think they have to give him weapons like some of the older quarterbacks have.
And you're staring at Paul Serra, who hates Matthew Stafford.
No, look, I do think he might be a little bit nicked up from the first game because he was hammered by the New York Jets. But there's really no excuse. The only thing I can possibly say is he's trying to do too much. I mean, I don't know. But the touch on the long balls, 1 of 6 on Sunday of passes of 25 yards or more, inexcusable, unacceptable, all of the above. Obviously, the offensive line is not very good, but you know what? This is his 11th year. He's been playing behind bad offensive lines the entire time.
I think for the first 10th year. I think for the first time in his career, he might have a little bit of happy feet, and that's because the offensive line's so bad.
He looks a little jittery back there.
He looks like he's not scared, but I mean, come on. I mean,
don't say I'm scared.
That offensive line, although he had plenty of time to throw the ball this week. The touch on the long ball was alarming on Sunday. I'll take 61% of the completion rating. That's not bad.
At this point in the NFL, a quarterback what he makes should be 65.
But the point is, he's got to make those passes that he failed miserably on Saturday. Sunday, I should say.
So. All right, the Browns are 0-1-1, but could easily be 2-0 if their kicker made a few key kicks. Would you rather be a Browns fan or a Lions fan right now?
Wow. Wow. Would I rather have this STD or another STD? I'd rather be a Browns fan. And because they have hope, they have youth, they have a really good defense, and they have tons of salary cap available. That hopefully makes some good moves if you're a Brown fan. I think Baker Mayfield, who knows, you know, once he plays a real game, we'll find out. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I don't think he's going to be great, but I think they have a foundation there once they get rid of Hugh as their coach.
And that's just it. They have you can almost look ahead to, okay, they'll go through a rough year this year. They'll fire Hugh Jackson. They'll bring in a new coach. 100% the Browns. You have things to be excited about. First of all, you have young players to be excited about. Who are the young players you're excited about on the Detroit Lions right now?
Yeah, Kerryon Johnson. He doesn't even start.
Right. I mean, that's part of it. You have exciting young defensive players, like you mentioned, Stoney Miles Garrett to be excited about, Jabril Pippers to be excited about. There's no zest to this Lions team right now.
Yeah, it really seems like a hopeless situation. It's sad. It is.
We're
I'm not sure.
I mean, in.
And it's September 17th or 18th.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Ryan Fitzpatrick has thrown for over 400 yards and 4 touchdowns in each of the Buccaneers' first 2 wins. Should he remain the starter even when Jameis Winston comes back from suspension?
Is this even a question? I mean, this is 1,000,000,000% yes. Now, Ryan Fitzpatrick certainly has a chance to fall back to the pack, but he has in his career put up decent years. He has gone 10-6 with the New York Jets. And, you know, given what he did the other day after the game, he clearly is a popular guy in the locker room because nobody just pulls that off, especially with a guy like DeSean Jackson. So there is not a question in my mind that he keeps this job.
I think this could be one of the easiest questions in the wide nine. Of course he keeps his job. And now if he starts playing like crap, that's a different story. But if he plays well, I don't think he's going to throw 4 touchdowns every game. But if he's still playing well, absolutely. Jameis is going to have to just sit and watch Ryan Fitzpatrick eat W's.
If Matthew Stafford gets hurt and then Matt Cassel comes in and throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns and wins two games, I'm just kidding. All right. Bills cornerback Vontae Davis retired at halftime of the game against the Chargers. Many people laughed it off because the Bills are so bad. Did you laugh it off, or do you think it was disrespectful to the team?
It was disrespectful to the team. It was disrespectful to himself. It makes him look like a loser. I mean, you couldn't suck it up for another half and then say, you know what, I've had enough. I can't do it anymore, and then do it. And come on, it was orchestrated during the game. Like, the game ends, and then 20 minutes later, he has this elaborate, you know, deal on Twitter with his retirement announcement. He's a piece of garbage.
It's just so look at me. It's just look at me, look at me. I mean, it's like people who release their own press releases about themselves. I mean, come on. It's preposterous. It is goes against everything football is about. It's a team sport. It's a battle. These guys talk about going to war with each other. And for him to just walk out is such a selfish act.
I know. I was looking at the social response on Sunday, and people were like laughing at it. Ha ha, the Bills and all this stuff. I thought it was terrible.
Awful.
I do think these guys are role models and need to remember that. This is a bad example for kids to just see, oh, really, that's cool, and you get a lot of attention, and people will side with you. You know, I didn't like it at all.
I don't think anybody sided with them, though.
Oh, there were people. I saw it in real time on Sunday, yeah.
But it was more making fun of the Bills, like only the Bills, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. All right, Saquon Barkley caught 14 passes for 80 yards on Sunday night. Rushing-wise, he had just 28 yards. From a fantasy football perspective, Barkley had a great day. If you're in a PPR league, are you a PPR or non-PPR guy?
I've always been a PPR guy. Well, since PPR has been a thing. Just
what about PBR?
Actually, PBR as well, because I'm a hipster. But here's my problem with fantasy football. It is not always indicative of people who dominate the game. That's what I don't like about it. Like, you know, for example, A.J. Green had 3 touchdowns. A.J. Green had one of the biggest nights ever. Another guy could have 11 catches for 200 yards and not have as good a game. That's a bad example. I just gave a horrible example. But you know what I'm saying? Like, a guy might have 10 yards and 2 touchdowns. Another guy might have 130 yards. I think it's not skewed totally correctly.
They scored 24 points in a PPR league. Right. To me, that's lame. That's a perfect example of why the PPR sucks. Why do you get a point for a catch but not a rush?
I agree.
Because you have to actually do something to catch the football as opposed to somebody handing you the football. I like PPR. It's more of scoring involved.
There it is. It's the Wide 9 on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.